Hi, it's Pete Norstead here, and welcome to another Trade on Sports and Focused on Football betting podcast. As usual, I'm joined by Jimmy Kempton. How are you doing, Jimmy?
I'm sat with a hot water bottle on, Pete, with me, Peter, and the heating on full blast. It is cold.
Yeah, it certainly is. I think we've got another few days of this, haven't we?
Yes, well, I can't see many lower league games being played across the country, although it is FA Cup weekend. I can't see many non-league games going ahead, so all the attention will be focused on the top flight.
We shall see, though. We shall see. Yeah, but I mean, I can remember a game last year when we were playing Charlton, and the game was postponed at 2 o'clock.
Yeah,
we were sat in a pub, and it was, you know, it was postponed to, and I felt so sorry for the people that had come from, you know, London.
Yeah, I think clubs do try and make earlier decisions, but I think we all know these Premier League games will go ahead with their fancy undersoil heating, Peter.
Yes, yes, we shall see. Right, anyway, let's start on Saturday with... right, I'm just going to get these fixtures up, actually, sorry. Let's start with Arsenal against Wolves. Recent head-to-head, it's been mixed. Arsenal are 1-2, Wolves are 1-2, it's been one draw. Minus 1.5 goals, the handicap here. Minus 1.5 goals, Arsenal's record reads 1-9 drawn, 1 lost, 0. 7 of the 9, they covered the handicap. They're coming off a 1-0 victory away at Brentford. Close affair that was in the end. Wolves, when they're minus 1.5 away, 1-1 draw, 0 lost, 4. 2 of the 4 were by 2 or more goal losses. Come off a 3-2 defeat away at Fulham. Arsenal lost just 1 of 14, so they're in some good form. Minus 1.5 goals, 171 matches, 80 home, 91 away. Very small value, Arsenal, my rating suggesting. I think Arsenal should win this one, though.
I think they should. The stats are a little bit mixed because Wolves have avoided defeat in half of the games over the last 5 seasons. So, you know, they've lost only 5 of 10. But Arsenal have won the last 4 meetings of the teams, and 3 of those come via wins to nil. 9 of those 10 games have seen an over 1.5 goals bet land. So, looks like there's going to be goals here. And I think by the way that both teams play, we sense that there's going to be goals. And last season, Arsenal won this fixture 5-0. I think Wolves are a bit of an enigma to me at the moment, Pete. I mean, for a few years, they were a team that didn't really score many goals. And, you know, they weren't the most exciting to watch. But they've scored 18 in the 13 league games this season. And we saw them on opening day on the counter-attack at Old Trafford really caused Manchester United a lot of problems. And I think they could do the same here. I like the over 2.75 goals here, Pete, from a podcast bet perspective. The line set at 2.75. I think Arsenal will win the game, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was 2-1, 3-1, 4-2 or something like that. I think this will be a sneakily exciting game this weekend.
Brentford Luton next. The line is minus 1.25 goals. Brentford, when they're minus 1.25 goals, there's only one game. They won that by more than 2 goals. They're coming off that 1-0 defeat at home to Arsenal. Luton, they haven't been plus 1.25 goals away at the moment, and they're coming off a very good 2-1 victory at home to Palace. Small value Brentford, minus 1.25 goals, 98 matches, 45 home, 28 half losses, 24 losses. So that makes 45 plays, 38. Morais is suggesting value Brentford. I thought when it was minus 1 goal, I thought Brentford were a good bet, in fairness.
Well, Brentford have gone 5-0-1 at home against newly promoted teams since they're coming to the top flight, losing just their opening game in this spot against Norwich. And in those 6 games, there's been plenty of goals. Over 2.5 goals has gone 5-1. This season, they beat Burnley 3-0 in this spot. And Luton have gone just 1-1-5 on the travel since they came into the Premier League. They beat Everton 2-1, but they've had some tough games. They've lost at Villa, Brighton, Chelsea and Man United. So it's been a tough start for them. And although we go on about how good tactically Thomas Frank is and the Bees, I'm not convinced that they should be minus 1.25 goal at home against anybody. So a small lean towards the away side here, Pete. But I'll probably, if for the purposes of the podcast, I might take a little bit of that over 2.75 goals. Because I think history says when Brentford play the newly promoted teams, there's going to be goals. And I think Brentford will find a way to win this game. But again, it could be another one of those 2-1, 3-2, 3-1 type of games.
Burnley, Sheffield United next. The line has moved to minus three quarters, although you can, yeah, let me just have a look at the minus a half. Yeah, you could still, you can back, you can back Burnley minus half 1.82. So it still comes within the realms of minus half. But as the advertised is minus three quarters, that's what we'll go for. I will do the stats, though, for minus a half. Burnley, we're minus half, 1-2, drawn 2, lost 0, come off a 2-1 defeat at home to West Ham. Sheffield United, when plus a half goals, 1-0, drawn 3, lost 3, coming off a 3-1 defeat at home to Bournemouth. Bad defeat, that, for Sheffield United. Recent head-to-heads, Burnley 1-1, there's been one draw, Sheffield United not one. Burnley lost their last six, they are in poor form. Minus half a goal, 289 matches, 142 home, 147 away. At minus a half, my at plus a half, my races were suggesting small value Sheffield United. The value is with Sheffield United now. I'm not going to take that as one of the bets, though. That Sheffield United let us down too much.
They've destroyed our bank, Peter. However, they're playing a team here that have lost six on the bounce, have a season-long record of 1-1, drawn 1, lost 11. How in God's name, or God's earth, a Burnley minus three quarters here?
I mean, it's just puzzling, isn't it?
It's puzzling. I mean, the teams have a combined 2-3-21 record this season. So in my mind, it's almost impossible to suggest either side deserve to be half a goal favourite against either of the teams here. Yet one team's favoured by a minus three quarters. Now, it's the manner of the Blades' defeat, though, that puts me off them. A 3-1 loss at home to Bournemouth, 5-0 away to Arsenal, 8-0 against Newcastle. It's really sort of puzzling to me how the bookmakers can fancy Burnley so strongly. However, when you see the way Sheffield United can capitulate in games, it kind of doesn't surprise me. Now, there's a preview up on focusedonfootball.co.uk for this game, where I've got a very chunky priced selection. Burnley haven't kept a clean sheet this season. They've conceded twice or more in their last six games, including against Bournemouth, Brentford and Palace. So you don't have to be the second coming of Real Madrid to score goals against this Burnley team. The line's now trended to three quarters. For the purposes of the podcast, I'm going to take Sheffield United plus three quarters. But there is a bet on focusedonfootball.co.uk in my preview where I find quite a hefty priced selection that could give you a very good run for your weekend money, Peter.
Right, Forest against Everton next. This game is off scratch. Last season, the game was a draw. When off scratch, Forest's record reads 1-2, drawn 3, lost 1, come off a 3-2 defeat home to Brighton. Everton, when they're off scratch away, 1-3, drawn 3, lost 4, come off that 3-0 defeat at home to Manchester United. Forest scored at least two in the last three matches, so they're finding the net, Forest, in recent games. Scratch, 2-5-6 matches, 82 home, 81 push, 93 away. Value Forest, my rating suggesting. I think it'll be a tough game, this one.
And I think Everton will find it much different at the moment playing away than playing at home. The Goodison faithful will get behind them, given everything that's going on with regards to the points deduction from the Premier League. Whatever you think of it, that place will be a cauldron for home games. Now, despite them being pretty poor, Peter, I'm quite surprised at Everton's away record under Sean Dyche. 15 games, 1-4, drawn 6, lost 5. It's not as bad as I thought it would be. Now, Forest have gone 2-3-1 on home soil this season, and they've scored in each game this season, which is slightly different to what we thought of them last season. Because, yes, on both teams, the score has gone 5-1. The goal line's trended down from 2.5. Given those goal trends, Peter, I like a bit of the over here for the podcast bet. We're going to take the over 2.25 goals. Wouldn't surprise me, though, if this game ended a draw. So those backers of those people who like to back the outright draw, think there might be a bit of value on that as well, Pete.
Next up, Newcastle, Manchester United. The line is minus half a goal. Recent head-to-heads, Newcastle have won three. There's been two draws. United have won two. When minus half a goal, Newcastle's record reads 1-4, drawn 5, lost 0. Come off a 4-1 victory at home to Chelsea. Very good win that is for Newcastle. And indeed, they were unlucky during the week in the European Cup. Manchester United away when plus half a goal, 1-3, drawn 4, lost 3. Coming off an excellent 3-0 victory away at Everton. Man United won 5 of their last 6 and they've kept a clean sheet in their last 3. Minus half a goal, 2.89, 1.42 home, 1.47 away. Small value Manchester United. I don't know whether you saw the game midweek against Galatasaray. What a match that was. Incredible game. Yeah, it was incredible.
How old are you, Peter?
60.
You're showing your age there, calling it the European Cup, the Champions League, man. Get down with the kids. But no, I know what you mean. I often still hear myself calling it the European Cup. And yeah, I heard it was a fantastic game. Man United are a puzzle to me. It's a game that I want to really look at taking the under here. The goal line set at 2.75. The only problem is Man United have started leaking goals like they did in midweek. It's a Saturday night game at St James's Park. It's going to be absolutely bouncing that place. Newcastle are on a roll. Man United have won 6 of the last 10 meetings of the sides, but this fixture last season saw Newcastle win 2-0. Under Eddie Howe, Newcastle got a great record at home, 25-10-5. That's a true price of 1.6. Yet they're priced here at just a shade under even money. Under 2.5 goals has gone 24-16. So that game last time out when they hammered Chelsea 4-0. I won't say it's an anomaly, but the unders really kick in when Newcastle play at home. And we've seen in recent weeks, well, through the season, that Man United tend to try and keep it tight away from home. I really like the unders here, Pete. Under 2.75 goals for me.
Bournemouth Villa next. Recent head-to-heads, Bournemouth had the better of it. They won 2, Villa have won 1. Plus half a goal, the handicap here. When plus half a goal, Bournemouth's record is 1-3, drawn 3, lost 3. Come off a 3-1 victory at home to Sheffield United. Villa, when they're minus half a goal away, not great. 1-1, drawn 3, lost 4. Come off a 2-1 victory away at Spurs. Good win, that is, for Villa. 3 or more goals have been in 7 of Bournemouth's last 8 matches. Plus half a goal, 145, 74 home, 71 away. Small value Villa, my raises reckon. In fact, when you look at these games this week, so far, apart from the Forest game, where it's suggesting value Forest, every game has been small value. And when I say small value, I do mean small value.
Well, I haven't really got much to say on this game, Pete. It's a game that looks perfectly priced, both on the match line and the goal line. Bournemouth have won 3 of the 4 meetings of the sides over the last few seasons. And Aston Villa have, compared to their home form, been slightly more dodgier on the road. But they won 2-1 at Spurs last time out, Pete. I think I literally cannot call this game. I'm going to have to make a selection for the podcast, though. So I'm going to take the under 3 goals. And I am not happy about it at all. But it's just one of those games where I just think the bookmakers have got everything priced perfectly.
Chelsea, Brighton next. Recent head-to-heads, Chelsea have won 3. There's been 2 draws. Brighton have won 1. Minus 3/4, the goal line here. Chelsea, when they're minus 3/4 at home, not right. Well, they've won 4, drawn 3, lost 3, but only one of the games have they won by 2 or more goals. They're coming up with 4-1 defeat away at Newcastle. Brighton, when they're plus 3/4, 1-3, drawn 3, lost 4. 3 of the 4 defeats by 2 or more goals, coming up with 3-2 victory away at Forest. 3 or more goals have been seen in Chelsea's last 6 matches. Minus 3/4, 225 matches, 75 times the home side covered, 58 half losses. Half wins, 92 losses, 104 places, 92. So a lean to the home side there. Good value Brighton, though, my rate is suggesting. You just don't know what you're going to be getting with Chelsea. That's the problem here.
No, and Brighton enter this game 6 points ahead of Chelsea. Yeah, they're over half a goal underdogs. Now, Chelsea have gone 4-4-2 when the sides have met in recent seasons. They've lost just 1 of 5 meetings of the teams at Stamford Bridge, but they have only won 2. And we're looking at a match line, of minus 3/4. I mean, we've seen Chelsea do better in recent weeks, but they've still only won 4 of 13, Pete. And Brighton have lost just 3 of 13. So I think there's quite a bit of value on the away side here, and I will be taking it for the podcast and also as a selection for the podcast. Yeah, I have to take Brighton here plus 3/4. They're an above averagely competent side. And as you quite rightly say, Pete, Chelsea are so Jekyll and Hyde, they just cannot be trusted.
Liverpool, Fulham, recent head-to-heads, Liverpool have 1-2, Fulham have 1-1. -1.75 the line. We're -1.75, Liverpool's record's good. 1-8, drawn 2, lost 0. 3 of the 8, though, they won by 3 goals. Coming off a very good 1-0 draw away at Manchester City, where they stuck up the job and they got a point. Fulham, when they're +1.75, 1-0 drawn, 1 lost 2. However, none of the 2 defeats were by 3 or more goals. Come off a 3-2 victory at home to Wolves. Liverpool not lost in 6 now. They're in some decent form. -1.75, 79 matches, 19 times the home side covered, 19 half wins, 41 losses, 28.5 plays, 41. Small value, Fulham.
Well, you say small value, Pete, but all of the statistics and trends are kind of telling me there should be quite a lot of value here with Fulham. Now, Liverpool have scored more than once in just one of the last 4 meetings of the sides. And they've, since they started playing each other back in 2018, Liverpool have failed to score 3 times in any of those games, despite that going through that period of time where they were a bit of a steamroller, Liverpool, and they were racking up goals against everybody for whatever reason against Fulham. And I know we've had a lot of personnel change and managerial change, obviously, at Fulham. But just sometimes there's like an Indian sign over teams. And Fulham have gone 8-5-13 under Marco Silva away from home. So they lose only half of their away games. And just 4 of those losses have come by 2 or more goals. Sadly, though, those losses by 2 or more goals, 3 of them have come this season. And it's been the last 3 away defeats at Villa, Man City and Spurs. So that stops me from taking Fulham here because the recent trends are pointing that when they get beat quite comfortably away from home. However, all the value is with Fulham. And for the purposes of the podcast, I will be taking them +1.75.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like you say, the recent stats have been interesting, haven't they? I mean, like I say, that I thought that, you know, the loss when they had against Villa, I thought that was a good win for Villa. Villa have been good at home. Liverpool, they've been good at home as well. These trends suggest a Liverpool victory, don't they?
They do. And at the end of the day, Fulham losing away to Aston Villa, Man City and Spurs is no disgrace.
No.
So, like you say, they're not unexpected defeats. It's not like Fulham are getting beat away at Brentford, hammered away at Brentford or, you know, Luton. They're losing to competent sides, very good sides. But then again, Liverpool are a very good side. So it wouldn't surprise me if Liverpool won this game by 2 goals.
Next up, West Ham against Crystal Palace. Recent head-to-heads. West Ham 1-2. There's been 4 draws. Palace have 1-2. So very, very mixed there. West Ham, when they're -0.5, 1-4 draw, 1-5. Come off a 2-1 victory away at Burnley. Palace, when they're +0.5, 1-2 drawn, 3-5. Come off a 2-1 defeat away at Luton. West Ham scored at least 2 in their last 3 matches. -0.5, 289 matches, 142 home, 147 away. Very small value Palace, I'm suggesting here. I think this could go. This is a coin toss, in my opinion.
Are you ready for some crazy goal stats here?
Yeah, go on then.
I don't know if you'd notice these when you're doing your stats. So, in most people's mind, West Ham and Palace may not be the most exciting and attractive teams to watch. Yes, on both teams to score has landed in the last 10 Premier League meetings of the teams. Over 2.5 goals has gone 8-2. As I just alluded to there with like Liverpool and Liverpool's struggles for whatever reason to find the back of the net plenty of times in games against Fulham. For whatever reason, when these two teams meet, then it is a London derby, there's goals. It's crazy. I mean, we go back through the last few games. Palace won 4-3. Palace won 2-1. West Ham won 3-2. A 2-2 draw. West Ham won 3-2. that's just going back to sort of like the end of the 2020-21 season. There's just goals. I've no idea why, Pete. And we've seen, you know, since Roy Hodgson went back, Palace are a slightly more attacking outfit, probably got more talent to use going forward. West Ham, 46 goals in their 13 league games this season. I'm going to take the over, Pete. It could be 2-1 either way. Could be another 2-2 draw. So, yeah, give me the overs.
Right, finally, Manchester City Spurs. The line has moved from -1.5 to -1.75. When -1.75, Manchester City's record reads 1-9, draw 0, lost 1. 3 of the 9 victories were by 3 or more goals. They come off a 1-0 draw at home to Liverpool. Spurs have not been +1.75 away from home in the last 10 or so years. And they're coming off a 2-1 defeat at home to Villa. Man City only lost 3 of their last 30. You know, that says it all, really. -1.75, 79 matches, 19 home, 19 half wins, 41 losses, 28.5 place, 41. My rating suggesting value Spurs. I think that's a lot to give up for a team like Spurs, isn't it?
It is. Again, full disclosure, a preview's up on focusedonfootball.co.uk for the game. The problem I have here, Pete, back in Spurs, is that this is almost, well, it is a free hit for them. Ange Postecoglou's got them playing some incredible football at the moment. They are a joy to watch, probably my favourite team to watch in the Premier League at the moment. But I just don't think the way that he will want and encourage his side to play meshes well against the way in which Pep Guardiola's team slices their opponents apart. I mean, City have scored 11 goals in the last 4 meetings of the sides on this ground. And Spurs are not as good. I don't know, how can I phrase this? They're not as willing to defend as they have been in the past. That benefits them going forward because they are able to, you know, their approach play is much better. It's more measured, more calculated, but it does leave them open defensively. So now it's moved to 1.75, Pete. I can't really take Man City here, but I do think any bets that you make this weekend in this game should be factored around that City are going to win this game, and it wouldn't surprise me if City scored at least 3 goals. Now, can Spurs keep up and give you a run for your money on the handicap line? Only time will tell. But I think it's going to be very difficult for Spurs to keep City at bay for prolonged periods of time.
Yes, right. It's a tough week. This is a really tough week. I'm just going to go with the one selection. I'm going to go Brighton +3.75 away at Chelsea. I think most of these games are very, very, you know, correctly priced in truth.
Well, I can't believe, Pete. I'm just scrolling back through here and I'm kind of looking at nearly every game and going, well, I like the overs there. I like the overs there. I think this could be a really fun and exciting weekend of Premier League action. And you know, there's some of those bets that you can get on for like over 28 or over 30 goals in the Premier League this weekend. I think we're going to see a lot of goals. Here we go. Nil-nils galore. We shall see. I'm going to follow you in there with Brighton. +3.75 of a goal. I think it's far too much to give a good side away, you know, an untrusting Chelsea team. And I'm going to take the over 2.5 goals in West Ham v Palace. They're both going to be for 1 point because my confidence has been drained out of me slightly in the Premier League, Pete, of late. But yeah. I do like those bets. The goals bet's gone out to the subscribers for the focusedonfootball.co.uk. So if you want to jump on board there, that was sent out earlier this week in the Telegram channel. I think that's about it, Pete, really.
Yeah, do some admin. Yes, we've got the previews are up now on focusedonfootball.co.uk. The free service is doing very well still. You know, far better than the podcast on my hat.
It is. We had a little bit of a blip last weekend, but
yes,
in some ways I'm happy about it. But we knew that the run couldn't continue. The levels of profits we were getting were so ridiculous that we knew there'd be some sort of natural correction. And last week we saw it. But I'm pretty confident this weekend, Pete, we'll get back to winning ways.
Yes, and then and what we've got next week, well, we've got, it's football galore, isn't it? You know, yeah, so we've got like the Premier League, then next week we've got midweek games, and then obviously next weekend. So we'll look to get your podcast over on Monday evening and probably Thursday evening or Friday morning like this is.
Oh, I'll get the overtime sheet in too, yeah, Pete.
Yeah. Right then, have a good week, everybody.
Best of luck, everybody.